Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Isn't it great to know that you are almost there? I mean, it's been a week, hasn't it? I want to talk to us today, though, about what it is to have relational capital, or maybe a relational investment strategy. Maybe we ought to look at it that way. In the little book of Titus, in chapter 1, verse 4, listen to what is said. To Titus, my true son, in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior. Relational investment, when we understand this, and relational capital is one of those things that takes time, that takes effort, that takes forgiveness, and takes perseverance. But it pays off in a huge way. The return on that investment is huge. You know, you and I can regularly read a children's Bible to a kid and not see immediate character change. But hopefully over time, they'll accept the scripture as God's wisdom and as a love letter to them personally. Or maybe our efforts to encourage a friend might be frustrating, but at least they know we love them unconditionally. The fact is that we all have needs when it comes to our intentional attention in our season of life. Maybe it's a coworker, a relative, a neighbor, maybe somebody plays on the same golf foursome, but relational involvement is just messy, isn't it? I mean, what I've discovered is when you get involved with people or people get involved with you, things can go weird, man. I mean, I recently recognized afresh and anew how things happen. Wherever you have diverse thought, right behind it, you have conflict. Life is not easily done with other people. Think about what I just said. Wherever there is diverse thought, there's conflict. Oftentimes, we think conflict is one of the things we have to say out loud. But listen to what it sounds like when we have relational involvement that is going to matter, and how do we find the best possible relational investment? In John chapter 13, verse 34, this is the word of the Lord. A new command I give you. Now, this is Jesus talking. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. We love like Jesus when we share our life, when we share our faith, when we share with open hands to other people. When we gather together to eat, travel together, or worship together, or pray together, when we study scripture together, when we're at work or play together. Friend, listen, I believe that folks really can grab hold of a relational development, relational capital, when we recognize that our home is an incubator for relational development. An open home opens hearts to Jesus. Listen to what Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 says. We cared for you because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Let your prayer today be, God, show me who I need to invest my life in with love and service for their good, for your kingdom, and to be a blessing in my life. Friend, relational capital means that you are all about the will and the work of God. I believe without any question, God came with a purpose to redeem mankind, that he would love us. He's proven it in my life. I bet he's proven it in yours over and over and over again. And now he says, I'm going to let you be a part of my redemptive plan. Now you come build relationships that matter and then allow the Lord to bless that. They're not always easy. And oftentimes you have to set your ego and yourself aside, but the right relational capital will push you and that person closer to the Lord Jesus. Experience a little relational capital today. God bless you, friend. Bye now.